Oh, thank you.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Daniel Victoria.
It's Kenyo. Today we are with Trill Lynx.
I only get better, I only make moves. And I'm a dipped owl, but I never quite lose. If we head south, never down with the blues. I'm too bright for that hue.
Hashtag goal.
What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those.
What's up, you guys?
What is good?
If people don't know you, introduce yourself. I have Xavier Mack to my left.
Xavian,
excuse me. I messed up your whole interview, bro.
No,
I'm playing.
It's good.
And we got
Prince Ivy. Who? I'm glad you gave me a chance. Prince Ivy.
Yes, easy. Here, Prince Ivy. And we're doing a quick little interview just to get to know them. They're already known around our city, but we want y'all to get to know them. So we'll start out with you. Tell me how you started getting into rapping and music in general.
Well, shoot, this started when I was like real young, like. I don't know, probably in, like, middle school. I didn't really take it serious then. It was just for fun. Then I realized in high school I was just going harder and harder. Made my first mixtape, mm-hmm. I Just Wanna Live. And it's, like I used to go by, like, many names, too, mm-hmm. when I first started out.
What are some of your names? Because I know people, my little brother, like, when he was in, like, middle school, he called himself Young Sticks. I was just like,
Young Sticks. I feel like a lot of people come up with like many different names before they come up with their real name.
Mm-hmm.
Like mine was first like Claim Worthy at one time.
Claim Worthy?
Like, yeah, like I was claiming myself to be worthy.
I was thinking like baggage claim or something.
That's what I felt like too. I was roasting myself with that name. So I was like, dang, like, you know, if I'm roasting myself with this name, then I know everybody else gonna roast. So
yeah,
I was like, you know what? Let me just use my Then in like high school, everybody called me X-Mac, like, because that's my name and my last name abbreviated. So they was just like, hey, X-Mac. And I was like, you know what? Let me just go by my real name, like Xavier Mack. And I'm glad, like, you said Xavier, because, like, a lot of people do get it confused like that. And, like, we can just say, like, get it straight right here. Like, people, it's Xavier.
For everybody right now, put some respect on his name. Tell him your name.
Hey, it's Xavier Mack.
Xavier.
X-A-V-I-E-N.
And that sounds like a superhero name, Xavian. Like,
I feel like I'm gonna save everybody. I'm gonna save the game in a sense.
He in a comic strip.
Shit. Oh, Joe, yo, Goofy. No, yeah, my nigga Prince Ivy, we be fucking joking. It's TLE, bro. We like bros, bro. Like, we roast each other. We really don't fight. We just fucking roast it out on some shit and fucking.
I think that's better to do now. Like, that's like conflict resolution for 2019. Like, okay, go to like therapy. They're like, just roast each other, man. Like, just get it all on the table. Like, nigga, if you don't get your blah, blah, blah. Like.
And it's no hard feelings. Like, if you get your feelings hurt by that, then it's like, you're not ready for the world, for real.
Or you're just insecure about that topic, and you don't need to be in a roast battle with anybody.
For real.
You're just going to start crying.
That too.
Like, if somebody talks about your shoes, and you run home crying, like, it's just, it's time.
You didn't want
them. Yeah. Okay, so what would you say your style of rapping is, or who would you compare yourself to? I mean, I know you're probably... Huh? You said dinosaur?
I didn't really care.
No, I mean, like, not even compare yourself to, but, like, what's your flow type like?
Like, I really can't compare myself. Like, when I do listen to myself, I'm like, I don't know who anybody I sound like. But fuck it. What's it called? I don't know anybody I sound like. It just, the only one I, like, the people I do listen to and inspired by is, people like Kendrick. I listen to him daily. Currency.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to him. And shoot, like my team itself, Prince Ivy, Xavier Mack.
Yeah, like, Prince Ivy's just over here packing up some boxes and stuff. No biggie.
By myself. That's all it is. For the culture. It's for my city.
Okay. All right. So, who's your favorite artist right now? Or what's your favorite song right now?
Well, shoot. I don't know. I can't say my favorite artist, my top five, I can say. I don't like to be like fucking egotistic or cocky about it, but just like myself, I gotta say that's top. But like, like I said, Kendrick.
How much do you listen to your own music on a daily basis?
Basically, the only thing I don't know to be like, it's like say I only listen to myself, but I listen to myself daily, and I try to listen to like different things. Like,
see, I almost only listen to my own stuff because it takes me so long to.
You just it's basically like
Kendrick does yourself. It in a weird way though. He does it in a weird way.
No, because you're like absorbing it. Like when you absorb it to that level, then the next one's gonna feed off of like your energy from like, because it takes a while for me listening to it, and then I'm like, you feel a certain way when you first put it out, and you know, whatever that energy is, like it takes a while to convert that into like, oh, let me listen to it enough times so where I could see what the music video would sound like, or feel what the music video, I don't know, it's just like there's something that goes on, like it's just like a way of processing your own growth. So just like listen to it over and over again, and then you're like, man, I wish I had done like a whole bunch of like my next song. I'm gonna do this, and this, and then you come in with that energy. For me, part of it. That's just part of it, though.
Yeah.
But How about you, Prince Ivy? How much of your stuff do you listen to? You're the complete opposite. He's like, once I lay it, I never hear it again.
No, I listen to my stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm driving, work, Walmart. Here,
yeah,
Walgreens,
yeah, you know what I'm saying. Buying biscuits, condoms.
If you had to put San Antonio, you guys, if you had to put San Antonio in context with the rest of the country when it comes to hip hop, how do you do that? Where does San Antonio fit in on the national level when it comes to hip hop?
Bro, I gotta answer this one, like. Cause San Antonio, bro, is like, it's like when TOE, I'm gonna say that we're gonna represent San Antonio and Texas like to the fullest, just for the fact we're doing this for like, to recognize the culture in San Antonio and with music wise, cause it's just slept on. We're gonna be like the next big thing like Atlanta or LA when it comes to music.
Or even like Houston or Dallas, cause I feel like I'm from Dallas. I was born in Houston, so like all those. Like major markets or even Austin, like their whole indie scene, or like, you know, they have a scene. San Antonio mm-hmm. has never really like got respect or gotten a sound out of it that like is on a national level, besides like some Hispanic artist or Tejano or something like that. But I think that what y'all are doing is really cool, and I think that we do need more artists from San Antonio to rep. Like, not even on a national level, but more so on, like, statewide. Like, you know, like, oh, that shit from San Antonio. Like, you know when something from Dallas. You know when something's from Houston. But you don't know when something from San Antonio. Y'all might, because y'all are more, like, in tune with other artists in San Antonio, but...
Do you guys know when someone's from San Antonio?
But that's the thing. But that's the thing, too.
How do you categorize a San Antonio track? There's just some... I feel like San Antonio is, like, you know it's from San Antonio. It's weird as hell.
No,
I say maybe Artisan, because a lot of people... Like, our friends, they make music, too, and I hear a lot of auto-tune. So that'd probably be my first recognition.
Yeah.
And probably about, the, like, if I that's hear what they say,
yeah.
then I'll be like, oh, okay.
I just started using a lot of auto-tune.
That's probably only how I'll recognize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I say that whole lot, and I feel like
two
that's
a no. That's direct.
2-1-0.
2-1.
Nah, nobody says that.
Yeah, that's corny.
That's corny.
Yeah, it's corny.
San Antonio needs another area code.
No, that's not like the area code is San Antonio, but at the same time, it's just like
a different area code now.
Yeah,
probably.
Which one is it?
It's like I think it's 7-4 something and 5. It's something.
Is it 737?
I think so.
I think my brother has that area code because he just got. I think his.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but like we bought it in San Marcos. Oh, this is off topic.
No, but that's what
I'm I think we do have a different area code. That's how San Marcos is in Bronxville. They have a bunch of different area codes.
That's true. Like, I'm glad I still got a 2-1-0 because I'm an original.
No, I have 2-1-4.
Two original.
Like
if you guys were gonna put on a San Antonio radio show, San Antonio version of the Breakfast Club, who would be on? Who are some of the people that we would see on that show? Who do you think?
I'm Angelique.
I was about to say that.
No, I mean, like,
I was about to say, Kenyo is some Charlemagne.
No, I mean, who would be
the... But if he got to be some, he got to tell the truth, though. Kenyo, you can't be too nice.
Kenyo, he'll lie before.
He'll probably be DJ Envy. Or
we got this new Coke. Yeah. We got
you
orange.
Don't know what he about.
We have orange vanilla Coke. New Coke products out.
Yeah.
If you watch
look at that advertisement.
Like, she does that every, like, couple of minutes. It's so crazy.
She says that she...
Yeah, because she has
no, I'm talking about the guests. The rappers, yeah.
The guests that we were having. Like, for San Antonio.
Yeah.
Like, I know a few. Like, what's it called? Spy the MC.
Okay,
he go hard. Like,
I know
and,
a magician. I'll have him on there. The
what's
magician
it
seen at the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's it? I think his name Vince. Vince Williams?
No. Yes.
Vince Williams. What's it called?
We
have
a lot of people.
I have Supreme Innovation. Them boys go hard. Lid and Apollo
Supreme
Black.
Supreme Innovation?
Yeah.
Got
a click on Heartbreak Records.
We'll have Jade on there.
JC the Tranquilitist. Like, bro.
You guys need to send me some.
JC Tranquility. That's the music name.
Oh, that you're trying to say Van Quiller.
Friend, I know, I'm sorry, you're not going
up. Like, we're both on two different words, but yeah.
So, Zooty, Zooty.
Okay, so how would you describe, okay, because y'all are young black men, right? And
yeah.
I come, like, I've lived, like, everywhere in Texas and Chicago, too. Like, how would you describe the culture here in San Antonio? What is it like growing up in San Antonio or being a musical artist in San Antonio? Like, what's some of the struggles? What's some of the good parts? Like, y'all tell me.
Tell your story, bro. Your struggles coming up through San Antonio and not tell mine. No, it's just like
a
different story.
Like,
no, I'm just saying a different story.
Yeah.
Like, when you're coming up through San Antonio, it's like we all got different stories and then it comes like through a different perspective
mm-hmm.
and through different eyes. Like, Prince got a different story, and I got a different story.
What's
how about we grew
already,
up?
Wait, you already talking.
No, it's just like, it's just me, bro. It's like, I wasn't like, you know.
No,
it's like, me, like, I wasn't no hood nigga or nothing. I was raised in, like, no street environment or nothing like that. Like,
you wear contacts and stuff?
No, I wear contacts. What the fuck?
I'm just saying that.
I was a geek ass nigga, and like, growing up, though. But at the same time, I wasn't treated like that. Like, when I see shit like bullying and shit, like, I wasn't physically bullied, but I was always roasted and shit, and
mm-hmm.
I wasn't like, when I see myself, I'd be like, damn, I grew up like a motherfucker now, but I was a lame ass looking nigga when I was growing up and as a kid, and then that environment though, was just like, it made
you're
you
just a kid, maybe.
I know, but I wasn't a kid,
though,
nigga. You was in high
school.
You be in high school looking
at
nigga.
He's sitting in his room and roast himself.
You be in high school roasting yourself, though. You be like, just preparing
now,
yourself.
Just,
like,
you
damn.
In your room. He
oh,
goes to the bathroom.
Oh, everybody hate Chris looking ass, nigga. You go tell yourself, like, oh, wait. You just roast yourself like a motherfucker in the mirror.
Maybe you could build immunity to the roasting by roasting yourself. Like,
that's what you do.
You come home, get your Capri Sun, go to the mirror, like, nigga.
You motherfucking ugly bastard.
You know, I almost bought a pack of Capri Suns because you guys were coming over. I was like, this would be kind of
what the
fuck? He makes it seem...
Why?
I don't know what's your problem.
Like,
I was about to get... Wait,
yeah,
I was about to get mad. Why didn't you get those?
Yeah,
right?
Actually, you know that. Yeah,
think how cool that would have been.
Yeah,
it would only be like $2.
You would have got a wavy card.
I know.
A wavy card.
We could have been taking Instagram selfies with Capri Sun.
Well, next
time. Never mind. I got revoked. God damn.
Okay. So, like, yeah, I feel you on that, too. Like, I also, because I, like, was in San Antonio up until, like, my freshman year. I left and I went to John Jay. But I had to go there because I was in Science Academy. Anyways, but that was just a weird flex. I don't know why I did that.
Weird flex.
It was just
I'm
weird.
In Science Academy.
I'm just saying, because my mom would never let me go to that school because it was too hood, unless like I went to the magnet school within the school, which is like a Science Academy. So I'm just saying, like, I grew up in San Antonio too, but then I left and spread my wings and went to other places and not claim Dallas. But
he's a Houston girl, really.
I'm born in Houston. Raised, blossomed in Dallas, but I feel you on that too. I mean, like, I think when we're younger, we all kind of just like, oh man, I was kind of like lame, but like, it's just a progression.
I knew from day one, I was like, man,
that's why
you're
lame right now.
But look, don't get me wrong, though. Look,
the names King Lucene.
That boy that was that little boy that was lame was X Mac, and he grew up to be Xavier Mac. This is who
even
y'all see in here.
That did sound pretty lame. I was like the lamest unveil. Like, that boy was X-Men. He grew up to be.
Zay. I know. I was waiting for something to come up. I was like, oh.
Y'all didn't let me finish.
Y'all because me you finish. Even started cracking up. You saw, he was like, he grew up.
You
want to
get this motherfucker?
He didn't say. He didn't say.
Even lamer. You got the haters in the back. Even lamer.
Being real.
Okay, so.
Nah, fuck you.
So, Prince Ivy, he gave us a little insight. What about you being brought up in San Antonio?
I mean, same thing like his, basically.
You was lame?
Huh?
You was lame?
No, I was straight. I wasn't lame, like.
Oh!
I ain't lame. I was a fucking.
I was about to get mad. No, I guess
that
I was.
Man grew up to be exact.
I guess I was cool, I guess, but.
P.I.V. grew up
I
to be
fucking out,
y'all. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but, I don't know, like I said, people could just call me Ivy. I've been called Ivy my whole life,
mm-hmm.
So. I play basketball, I roast too and all that shit. But even with the music right now, to answer the question, dry.
Mm-hmm.
No one really makes music with like each other. I mean, thankfully,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends in my life because mm-hmm. of my coolness to make music. Like Kenyo.
Boom.
And
Kenyo's not cool.
No, what the heck? I just gave him a handshake.
No, I'm playing.
Shot.
I'm playing. Like, Kenyo's an interesting person.
I'm one of the top 10. I'm telling you.
Top 10 of who?
Don't sleep, bro.
I know. We don't know where the ranking is. But,
okay.
But
you're going to know where the ranking is.
Yeah, but it's.
When the ranking is published.
Well, yeah, it's dry. That shit dry.
Yeah.
But I still make music and shit, and it still be pushing, but I don't know. Like I feel like TLE is the movement.
Mm-hmm.
From, I just hear from my music is so just different from what I hear before. Like with other people, you just use auto tune and heavily, and it's the same. But
yeah,
we just be ourselves, and that's the key.
Yeah,
I've been to Kenyo since day one since I met him.
Mm-hmm. And y'all are engineers too. I mean, they came up here with the whole setup. I mean, that's pretty dope. It's good to know how to do stuff yourself.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of. I mean, people who are, like, rappers. I sound like Kourtney Kardashian. So, a lot of people are, like, rappers and stuff. Do y'all find, like, you have any, like, fun groupie stories or, like, performance stories where, like, girls have tried to get at y'all or anything like that?
I ain't
got no. Nah, I'm not even going to cap on myself. No, not yet.
I ain't
going
to be capping.
Prince already told me to cap on. Let me tell you. This is the craziest one that I've ever heard from anybody. Really?
Okay.
Especially the part with the, I'm just joking.
With the handcuffs and then remember that girl she had to leave. Yeah.
Motorcycle. Rubber bullets.
And then her mom came in. Who's this nigga?
Oh, bitch. It's not like a Soulja Boy story. Like, then I can't do this.
Then I can't do the job.
Yeah, that interview. Oh, why am I?
No, nah, fuck it.
I'm all weird.
But the, this shit gonna be, we got a lot of music coming up
bro,
too.
Be careful with them scissors, bro.
I don't know, bro. I don't know why I'm fucking
like
feeling like
fucking. Shit, like it's a
those are like shears for like hair.
I don't know. I feel
they're real
sharp. Because these are at the little fucking curve
she
in the hood.
Bump up out to your head with scissor hands.
Ding-a-ling hat.
Okay,
boom,
so
boom.
What
well,
do y'all want to.
Okay. My bad. I was calling it because it's late. But
yeah, I'm about to, you know, wrap
it up. But look, I just wanted to let y'all know that Xavier Mack. Seven Lessons and Blessings is going to come out real soon.
Mm-hmm.
I got two songs that I dropped on Spotify called All My Life featuring Prince Ivy.
Ooh, that's a hit.
And then, what's it called?
There's a bonus
track. I always
track
say
on
what's
home.
It called to train my thought. I don't know why I do that. But
low IQ.
And, run it, and run it up.
King LB 2. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for coming through, hanging out with us, and doing this interview. So, we'll see y'all soon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. That's why we're the number one place to hear about new artists. Hashtag goals out. Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
On some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want your a goal to be like addressed, make sure you do this on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.